Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It's Rick Tittle.
Truth is stranger than fiction, and then you get to sports. Cam Newton back in Carolina. Why? Because the Panthers think they can make the playoffs. And they went all in on getting Sam Darnold, not drafting anybody, even though the guy they really wanted was Matt Stafford, fat chance. And then they wanted Deshaun Watson, and of course, he's in trouble. They just didn't like the way Teddy Bridgewater was playing last year. And so Cam Newton is back in Carolina because he wants to be. He says he couldn't wait to get back. And, well, this is the thing. The cap guru Samir Suleiman said they had to get creative, but Cam Newton get up to $10 million if they win Super Bowl 56. And that's the thing to remember. Is, you know, breaking up is hard to do. Everybody's been through a bad breakup, haven't you? You haven't? Anyway, but it didn't end in flames. You know, there weren't negative stories leaking out of the locker room about what a jackass he was. The story was simple. The shoulder isn't healthy, and they didn't want to take another chance on him. And so he was gone, and he went to New England last year. But the relationship was repairable. Carolina just had to pick up the phone. And I think it's funny where they said, it looks like Darnold is a dud. You think? He was a dud his last year at USC. He was a turnover machine. And everybody had to get him. All right. Carolina, Cam Newton, back to, let's see if they can get back to their Super Bowl 50 days. Remember, they were scoring like 55 points a game, and he was the MVP of the league. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Big shout out to our troops listening home and abroad on American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Twitch.tv, search for Sports Byline. There I am. We got three comedians coming up. We got Joe Sib, Joe List, and Joe Mama. Oh, and Jared Freed as well. Come on back.
With just one spray of Microban 24, your hard surfaces are sanitized for up to 24 hours. Touch after touch after touch.
So 6 hours from now?
Still sanitized.
12 hours?
Yep.
18 hours.
We're really doing this.
24 hours.
When used as directed, one spray of Microban keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria touch after touch for, yeah, up to 24 hours.
Wow.
Microban 24, the sanitizer 4 out of 5 doctors would use in their own homes. So why aren't you?
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Velvety paper feel. Exquisite colors. The stunning scale of a massive storefront banner. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. It's what we call our Print Big Promise. We're not only committed to getting your print job right, we're committed to treating your small business like a big deal, to bringing your ideas to life and giving you guidance from start to finish. Stop by Staples today and try our Print Big Promise. You'll be glad you did. Staples, where small business prints big.
Now you see that evil will always triumph. Because good is dumb.
Tittle always goes commando.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. And we're just waiting on our comedian, our first comedian, first of three. And we're doing the helium rounds today. Helium Philly, Helium Portland, Helium Buffalo. And when we get them on, we'll throw them on and get the comic stylings, as we like to say. You know, a lot of times in sports, basically every day you'll see a matchup and you think, yeah, that's done. I think most of us thought that about the Miami Dolphins hosting the Baltimore Ravens last night. Did you get it on TNF? TNF, which stands for That's Enough. We'll get to more of that in a minute. But we do have our guest that is stand-up comedian Joe Sib, and he's at Helium Philly this weekend. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show. Rick Tittle with you out here in San Francisco and syndicated around the world on American Forces Radio Network. A lot of comedians over the years have told me Helium Philly is their favorite club. What is it about that club that's so great?
What's up, Rick?
What's up, man?
How are you, buddy?
Good. What is it about Helium Philly that's so awesome? Everybody raves about it.
Helium Philly, you know what it is? I've done a few shows there. You know what it is? I'll be honest, dude. The folks that run Helium, they just run their clubs well. You know what I'm saying? There's just clubs that get it, you know, whether it's Helium or like out your way, Punchline. You know, that's a legendary room. Cobb's legendary. The people that work there get it. Just it's comedy done right. So I think with like Helium Philadelphia, it's just another room. It's a good room to perform in, but it's also like the people that are there, a lot of good comedy out of Philly, and also just the room itself is set up right. There's some rooms that are set up not good, and that isn't the case. You know, with Philadelphia, I'd even say like there's a room in Denver, Comedy Works, downtown. Yeah. Oh, my God. Perfect room. It's perfect.
No doubt. And I know you were in the punk scene, and you know, I'm in my mid-50s, and I was hugely into it. And just in the last couple months, I've seen Dead Kennedys and Black Flag and The Descendants, and going to be seeing the Dickies tomorrow. For your band, Wax, you are a SoCal guy, right?
Well, I actually grew up in the Bay Area. I grew up in San Jose, and I spent a lot of time in San Francisco, and all those bands you mentioned, I was so lucky to be in the right place at the right time when punk hit the suburbs, you know what I'm saying? In the 80s, I was living in San Jose, so I came up to, back then it was the On Broadway,
yeah,
right there in San Francisco, and then I got my first fake ID and started going to the MAB, which was, you know, underneath the On Broadway.
That's the Mabui Gardens, yeah.
Yeah, and then as that kind of all went away, I ended up going and started going to the Farms, and that was like, you know, I would say that would be mid 80s, and you got to see so many great bands there. You know, like you just mentioned, The Descendants, first time I ever saw, you know, like Verbal Abuse, or that kind of all that hardcore that was coming out, like where that kind of crossroads of metal and punk kind of came to that intersection right there. That was all taking place at the Farm. So I feel really lucky that I grew up in the Bay Area at that time, because I got to see everyone come from LA too. I saw, first time I ever saw the Circle Jerks was at the On Broadway. Hey, I got to see that whole wave.
Were you at that show? In the late 80s. I saw the Circle Jerks at the On Broadway, and Morris came out on crutches. Were you at that show?
I wasn't at that one. I was at the, you know what? I might have been there, because I do remember when he blew his knee out, and he had that leg brace on his leg for like a lot of shows.
Right.
The first time I ever saw the Circle Jerks, I remember we drove up from San Jose, a group of us, and you know, this was a band that I loved so much. Like, if you were to say to me, like, who, you know, I mean, I love the Adolescents, Tony Cadena, he was one of my favorite singers, but I think for me, the front man that I loved so much was Keith Morris. So the first time when I saw them at the On Broadway, and Keith came running out on stage, and he had a tie, like, around his head, you know, like, hanging over, and he had, I'll never forget, he had, like, three Budweiser long necks in each hand, and it was just everything that you wanted from him. You know, you're like, oh, my God, he has a tie on his head, and he has, like, six beers, and he's this little just ball of energy, and that definitely, for me, was the front man that I love so much.
Yeah. And since the pandemic's over, I've seen Agent Orange three times, and Mike Palm still has it. But you talk about the Adolescents, too. I remember doing karaoke with a live band on the right before the pandemic over at Bottom of the Hill, and the late, great Soto was on bass, and I got to sing Nervous Breakdown from Black Flag with Soto on bass, man. That was a huge thrill
for me. Wow. Wow. Yeah, Steve Soto. He was the first, you know, the first guy that I met in the Adolescents was Steve. And I remember they had gotten back together in, you know, right around, I think, like, they had gotten back together right around 83, 84. And they started coming up to the Bay Area. They did the Farm. And I remember my band Frontline, you know, from San Jose, we really wanted to open for the Adolescents. Like, that was like, that was just everything to us. And I actually got a hold of Steve Soto on the phone. And I called him at his parents' house, and he was like, you know what, man, you guys are on the show, show up. And I remember we show up to the show, and we weren't on the show. Like, there was, you know, there was nothing to do with us at all. And as soon as we got there, he goes, oh, cool, you guys are here. And he just walks over to the promoter, Paul Ratt, and he says, hey, this is Frontline, and they're going to open the show. And they got, you know, the promoter's like, well, we already have enough bands. And he's like, nah, they got to open the show. And he's like, well, I don't know if I can accommodate it. And he's like, yeah, then I don't know if we're going to play. You know, just, I was like, what? And then we got to open up for him, and that's how I met them. And we just started doing shows together, and then Steve and I became, you know, really good friends. And, you know, that's why, like, playing in 22 Jacks, and when Steve and I started that band, it was such an honor to be in a band with him. But it was super hard to, you know, be on stage with him sometimes, because the guy was just so talented, and he could, you know, I was the singer of the band, but oh my God, Steve could have sang. You know, he was the singer, you know, so like, he could sing, you know, the harmonies he could do, his ability just to write songs, his lyrics, it was great. That was definitely a hard one when he, you know, left, because, you know, none of us expected it, you know, it was just,
Yeah.
He was here and then he was gone. You know, he literally toured up till the moment that he passed away. Like, he had just got home from tour and he was getting ready to go on another tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just, it wasn't something that, you know, that we expected.
Well, listen, you know, I've had, you know, Vlad from the Dwarves in here. I've had Joey Essett in here a few times from DOA. We haven't even talked about your comedy. We're geeking out on all this punk stuff. But if you come to the Punch or Cobbs, man, come on in.
Oh, dude, I would love it, man. I would love it. You know, as a kid growing up, going to the On-Broadway, we'd always walk by Punchline. And, you know, obviously the history with Cobbs, you know, what that room was before. And it's funny sometimes, you know, doing comedy, even starting out doing comedy in Los Angeles. You know, I was always on my way to the Whiskey. I was always on my way to the Roxy. So going by the Comedy Store, or driving by the Melrose Improv, I always kind of like, I knew what was going on in there, but it never really drew me in. And I was so, you know, I was just a musician, you know, singer in a band. And then when I kind of was able to, you know, about 11, 12 years ago, go from, you know, all I was trying to do was figure out a way to get back on stage. And I started doing this storytelling, spoken word thing. And that kind of got me into the improv in Hollywood. And then the woman there was like, hey, you know, would you want to do a spot? And I didn't even know what that meant. She's like, yeah, come back and do like 7 minutes. And I was like, seven, like, be funny in 7 minutes? Like, how do you do that? You know, I was like, you know, like, wait a minute. How do you get the mic out of the mic stand in 7 minutes? So right. The thing that was cool was diving into comedy. I was telling someone the other night, all that mattered to me, because I, you know, to start in L.A. is the wrong thing to do. Because at that point, you know you're going up on shows with, you know, it was when Chappelle was coming back, Dane Cook was just coming back, it was, you know, Neil Brennan, all these amazing comedians. And I just got really, I was fortunate enough that I was down to host a lot of shows, and I would host shows and I would just watch these comedians, Finesse Mitchell, Bobby Lee, just all these guys that I loved, and I would just sit there and watch them, and I would just, you know, take notes, literally. And all I wanted to do was be good enough so that if I went up in between them, the audience wouldn't go like, wait a minute, you know, like a band, like, why is this guy up there? You know, is he, you know, like, I just wanted to be that good. And that's, I just nerded out on it. And it's, you know, it's been about 13 years and it's been a blast. I'm just super grateful that, you know, I'm out here getting the tour and people want to come and see me tell the funny.
Great stuff from Joe Sib. Go to joesib.com or go to heliumcomedy.com. Get your tickets there in Philly. Hey, Joe, man, great talking to you, and let's hook up again sometime.
Rick, thank you so much for having me, buddy. You have a good weekend, bro.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the
best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
Und jetzt... Das Platz nehmen der Amerikaner.
Anidelnobel, nein, je, hupferkirm, hupferkirm, hupferkirm. Anidelnobel, nein, je, hupferkirm. Das ist mein größte Freud. Das war sogar mein Mittagtirn, Mittagtirn, Mittagtirn. Das war sogar mein Mittagtirn und hat sie Einigkeit.
Quit drinking that Haterade and bow down to Ricky T, y'all.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Waiting on our guest. We're trying to figure out the connection. He's joining us live from Germany. And who knows what hour it is. Welches Uhr? We'll have to... Woher kommst du? In welcher Stadt? He's here to... Oh, Torsten, do I have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, great. This is Torsten Foote, and he is with GS2 Games and joining us live from Deutschland, and he's here to talk about five PS5 exclusive games from GameStop that are all rated E, so the whole family can enjoy them. First of all, Torsten, where are you in Germany?
I'm in Krefeld, that's nearby Düsseldorf, so Cologne area, if you like.
Is that Nordrhein-Westfalen?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah, I have family in Paderborn and Solingen auch.
Ah, okay, that's nearby.
Yes, not too far by. All right, as I mentioned, GameStop, five titles for the PS5, all coming in at $19.99 each. Let's talk about the first one, 3D Mini Golf Remastered. What's going on there?
Ah, well, 3D Mini Golf, it's a family game, so you can sit in the living room, play with your kids. And we have 54 different holes, actually, in three nicely made scenarios. It's a park, a camping site, and a beach where your tours can take place. And you can play it with up to four players on your sofa.
So when you think about the, excuse me, the graphic... And, you know, audio musical muscle of the PS5, you probably had a lot of fun in designing all these courses, huh?
We actually had, yes. But don't expect a AAA game when you pay $20 for a video game.
We get it. No, we know the price point. But but when you talk about mini golf, peewee golf, putt-putt golf, whatever you want to call it, you can have so much fun with the holes. It doesn't have to look like Augusta, does it?
It doesn't. We even have some holes where you have some special obstacles which are moving around, so you have to make the right decision when to start the movement of your ball and all that stuff.
The second game is 3D Billiards Pool and Snooker Remastered. For a lot of people who have not been to the British Isles, as they say, snooker, and it's got longer channels. It's a little bit harder than pool. So you've got both of these table games covered here.
Yes, we have both covered. Yes, the snooker game, it's on a large table with smaller balls and even a lot of more balls and special rules about how you when you need to move on a red ball and a colored one to get the most points out of the game. So it's a bit harder. And besides that, we have the classic pool variants of 8, 9, and 10 balls.
Moving on to Game 3, Summer Sports Games 4K Edition. And I know we can't use the O word in describing this, but it sure looks like it, especially with some of these decathlon type of events like javelin throw and the shot put, archery, hammer. It's just a lot of track and field fun there.
Yes, it is. And we don't have to use the O word. Because in the mid-80s, there was a game called Summer Games. You might know it from the C64.
Oh, the Commodore.
And, yeah, the Commodore, right. And at a certain point, we thought, okay, well, that was quite popular those days. And today, there are a lot of games where you have to spend a lot of money after you bought the game, actually. And a lot of games where you kids are so attracted with them that they're asking every 2 days if they can buy any new stuff for it. And so we wanted to have something you pay once and you can sit there with your whole family and have a lot of fun. And it plays something like the old title, but without breaking the joysticks. So today, the game pass.
Or putting the stigmata through your hand, right, as you wiggle that thing back and forth. And yes, also, you know, 120 hertz res, you've got, you know, 3D audio, hardware, ray tracing is just a whole lot prettier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
And then conversely, when like now, as we're back into standard time and it's starting to get a little bit colder, winter sports 4K edition and ski jumping, slalom, bobsledding, and even the thrill a minute, curling, right?
Yeah, right. We wasn't not sure about curling, but in the end, it made so much fun. So we kept it in. And actually, when it caught me, you caught me on a try on downhill skiing, because I need to wait for your call. Also, whole family, you will have a lot of fun with curling. It takes a lot of time, but it makes such fun.
What about putting like Easter eggs or cheat codes in this? Or is it basically just as it is, as it's laid out?
So it's also some kind of sport. And it's the first levels are quite easy. So you can easily manage to get through them. But especially when you start the second world, you will need some more lives to go on.
Four worlds in this game, and that's always to me also a really cool kind of mouth-watering proposition. Like, how do you want to do it? You know, in the old days, it would be, you know, okay, we're going to do the forest, and then we're going to do New York, and then we're going to go do Tokyo, and now we're in a dojo. But you can do anything you want with those kids. So, can you talk a little bit about the four worlds in that game?
We have this jungle going on there, and especially the lights in the different tropical areas or sandy areas or mountain areas, especially did a lot with the lights. So you will find yourself in the bright area or at the evening hours. So it looks really awesome.
So where you are you a Borussia Dortmund fan at the Westfalenstadion?
Actually, my girlfriend is a Dortmund fan.
Who do you support?
Meanwhile, I'm on the same page, actually.
What, the old happy wife, happy life thing?
not only.
All right, well, I want to make sure everybody, as I said, they're all rated E for everyone. They're $19.99 each, and this is, I must stress again, a GameStop exclusive for the PS5. The five games are 3D Mini Golf Remastered, 3D Billiards Pool and Snooker Remastered, Summer Sports Games 4K Edition, Winter Sports Games 4K Edition, and Panda Hero Remastered. We've been speaking with Torsten Fuchs from GS2 Games from Krefeld. Vielen Dank, mein Freund.
Gerne. Have a good one. Thank you.
All right. Genau. And this is the thing. Some of these games remind me a little bit, if you look at them, they're a little cartoony, kind of like the Miis you would make, the Mii avatars and things like that as well. It's a pretty cool thing. But it was great to talk to to Torsten. Remember, you can always, we're going to be giving a game away on the other side, as we always do at 40 After. You can always email me as well, rick@sportsbyline.com. Questions throughout the day. And then the cheat code. The cheat code comes at the end of the show. That is the customary time. And I like giving them out for older games. And somebody said to me more than once, Rick, we can look up these codes ourselves. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But some of them are a little bit of a deep dive. And some of them I actually know already. I kept voluminous files on some of these cheat codes, especially back in the day when we had the Game Genie and all this other stuff. And I always say, when it comes to a cheat code, if it makes the game more entertaining and more fun for you and you're not playing against somebody else, you're not actually cheating, then why ahead and not just go with that? All right, I'm Rick Tuttle. We'll take a quick break and we'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Steel Man Pills, going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries. That's why Wendy's new fries are ones you won't forget. Guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or we'll replace them. We're talking natural cut, skin on fries, perfectly seasoned with a hint of sea salt. In fact, they're even preferred almost 2-to-1 over McDonald's. These are fries so hot and crispy, they beg a new question.
What would you like with your fries?
Try them today, only at Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, taste preference based on a national taste test by an independent research company.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Hi,
welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in. Yes.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Can somebody get me a price check on trundle bits?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're crazy. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
I saw Rick Tittle at the laundromat last night, and I was hella checking him out. I just kept staring at him, and he played like I wasn't even there. I be like that then.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, syndicated nationally out of San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Always great to bring in comedian Joe List. He is at Helium Portland, and he'll be there throughout the weekend. Get your tickets at heliumcomedy.com. And Joe, welcome back to the show. Just as a refresher, I'm a Tuesday and a Gatreon, a big fan. And and I was just wondering, how is the situation with the bums in Portland? Because I know you were a little bit skittish. When you walk to the club, you seem to attract all the thugs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm terrified. I haven't left the hotel. I've gone straight from hotel to Lyft and into the club, and then I run out to the Lyft. So I haven't experienced it yet. As soon as I'm done with you, I'm going to go to Powell's, my favorite bookstore in the wide world, and we'll see how it is over there. But I was asking the audience, taking polls on if I'll be safe, and I got mixed answers.
Well, you know what's interesting, too, is that, you know, I was thinking, oh, he's in Portland. I wonder if, you know, Derek's going to come down from Seattle. I'm not a stalker, and yet I know all this about you. So what is it about people who actually might be stalkers when they have all this information?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that is a concern. I mean, even though you claim you're not a stalker, isn't that what a stalker would say? And by the way, Derek was supposed to come down with the whole family, but his kids got sick, so they're not coming. So I'm very upset. And
so
I think it's a lie.
So little Joe got sick.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Little Joe is barfing the way I might if you make one more reference to my personal life.
But see, that's the thing. If you and listen, I've heard every episode of Tuesdays with Stories, and it's always a lot of fun. But I do have my own life. But that's the thing, is that if you and I think you're like me, if you have a good memory, you hear this stuff and it just sticks in your head. So I've actually asked Mark this before, I know the names of his brother and his fiance and everything. And what about real stalkers? And he says, yeah, it's a concern. And I even heard, Samuel. I'm going to see Sam tonight, by the way, here in town. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But Sam says, he'll be in the middle of a bid and somebody's like, where's Fat Cat? And just like, I'm trying to do a bit here. Or like Mark says, in the middle of a bit, how's the Beamer? It's like, shut up.
Right.
So what, I mean, I guess that's the risk you run when you reveal all this stuff personally.
Yeah, that's the thing is, well, it all started, nobody was listening. That's what's weird. It's like, there was like 80 people listening, and now there's like 90,000. So it starts off, you're like, yeah, I went to the dentist, I'm afraid of the dentist, my dad's weird, and whatever. And then all of a sudden, my dad's like, yeah, the guy at work said, you hate me? So I'm like, oh, shit. Shoot. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, I just swore. I hope that's okay.
That's all right.
Anyway, yeah, it's a weird feeling for sure. And that thing, too, about, like you said, you listen to stuff and you retain stuff. I've had that before in the past where I just remember everything people say, and it creeps people out. Like, I would meet women and be like, oh, yeah, we met once. You like chocolate milk. And she's like, ugh. You weirdo. And I'm like, well, you told me. I just remembered it. Sure, it was 9 years ago. But
I get that all the time, and I'll say, oh, yeah, I met you 20 years ago. You ordered salmon and wore yellow socks, and they're like, what kind of freak are you? And I'm like, I just, what am I supposed to do, forget it? I wish I forgot it now.
I pay attention to details. I'm a good person.
Thank you for that. Now, people should know that last time we were on, we were talking about your movie, and it has wrapped. I guess it's getting, it's in post right now. Do we have any idea when it might be coming out?
We're hoping to maybe premiere it at a festival in the wintertime, but it won't be out until I think late spring, early summer. But yeah, we're in post-production now. We think we have a final edit, and we gotta, you know, you fix all the sound and all these things and master it, I guess, whatever that means. But we're close, and I've watched a couple times, and I think it's good. I don't know if it's great, but it's definitely not bad.
That's
so
good.
So I'm excited for people to see it.
Don't you think it's frustrating, too, when they can get a vaccine out in less than a year, but movies take forever to finish?
Yeah, well, I think they could be out quicker. You just want to really, you know, make sure. But I mean, we could release it now, but we got to have it be ideal and then come up with a system to promote it or whatever. I don't actually know what I'm talking about. This is my first time as an executive producer, so I'm just faking my way through the whole thing.
Joe Liss is with us. He's at Helium Portland. If you're in the Rose City, make sure to get over there and check him out. And in the meantime, I know that you just did a skit, and you put it out on your Twitter, and your wife Sarah is in it, and Steve B.D. Rogers, and a lot of your friends. And I felt sorry for Isabel at the end, and I've had her on my show before because, you know, she always has that kind of puppy dog look. But of all your friends, I got to say, she is the most talented. When you think about Juilliard, and she tours as a violist, I mean, she's ridiculously talented.
Yeah, she's unbelievable, and she was perfect for this part. And she was the only one that I could have do it because she has a naturally sad look, even though she's not a sad person.
Mm-hmm.
So she was great. She's the final punchline of the movie. And no, she's tremendously talented, hilarious comic, like you said, gifted musician, and just all around good person. I mean, it's a little hurtful that you find her more talented than me, but what can you do?
Well, you know, you didn't go to Juilliard, but I still love you. Do you like this skit better or the one where you and Sarah were trying to smell each other's farts?
I mean, the fart one is near and dear to my heart and fart, I have to say. This one, you know, seems to be getting a better reaction, but I really like the fart one because that was so early in the pandemic. It was just the two of us, and we cried laughing so hard. I laughed harder on the fart one during the production, I have to say.
And by the way, speaking of crying, kudos to Sarah. She looked like her brother really did die. I mean, that was pretty good acting.
Yeah. Oh, she's tremendous. Yeah. And so, and that was also somewhat based on a real story of, I came home from the Super Bowl and it was her dad who had gotten sick. He ended up being fine, but I did actually bust into the door singing the national anthem and she had just got off the phone, that her dad was in the hospital.
Mm.
So the beginning of that at least is real life, so I think she just channeled that.
You know, you always say when you bring up anything politically, you always say, oh, now I'm going to get all the emails about me being a you know, a liberal, a cuck, and all that. I wonder, do you get cat people hating you, the fact that you're a little squeamish about Greg, the cat over there at Mark's place, and you're a little bit, let's just say you're not a huge fan of the cat?
Oh, man, I really do. I do. Some woman walked through the crowd giving me the finger in Royersford, and I think I said this on the podcast. Maybe I didn't, but first of all, a lot of it's just a bit. I mean, I've pet the cat. I sit there. I don't spit at the cat or throw the cat. I just make fun of the cat. And one time, on camera, Mark took the cat's toy and put it in a place the cat couldn't reach. And I'm like, this is like, he's torturing his own cat here. I'm just making fun, poking fun, and I'm a little nervous about a wild animal with teeth and claws. So it's wild. But yeah, some woman gave me the finger. I've gotten a couple of emails, and it's shocking. I feel like I'm pretty nice to the cat. It's a bit, for God's sake.
No doubt. So for people who don't know, usually Tuesdays with Stories, the podcast is done at I guess you call it the new Out to Lunch Studios, right? Or the Lunch Stuff Studios? Or
Lunch Stuff Studios. Yeah, but we might be moving. We might be moving soon to a real-life studio. We're growing up.
And all the while, Shelby following you around, and Shelby as stone-faced as they come. And it's what's interesting, I'm having Jared Freed on in about an hour from now, and I think Shelby does his pod as well. Have you ever made him laugh?
I think a couple times I've seen him smile, maybe like a sharp exhale, that kind of thing. He does like a, you know, where you're like, oh, that was a noise. But he definitely, I don't know what Shelby, what makes him laugh. It's hard for me to picture him on his couch watching Dumb and Dumber, like dying laughing and slapping his knee. I don't know. But he sticks around, so he likes us enough, I guess.
Well, I'm coming to New York for a week. I cover the Army Navy game, and then I stay. I'm going to do the show from the Intrepid, actually, and then going to stay for a week as I usually do, and then I go around and go to the Cellar and Gotham and the Strip. It's so much fun. So hopefully, do you still do Monday and Tuesday? I'm going to try to go to Hot Soup at the Fat Black to see Mark's thing, but you're going to be doing sets Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday usually.
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think. The Army Navy game, what's December 4th?
Army Navy game is December 10th.
11th? 10th. Oh, yeah. I'll be in Germany, but I'm back the 13th and 14th. I don't know if that's the week you're there.
Yeah,
but
that's the week I'm there. That's right. And you're going, and I have been to I'm German American. I've been to Germany 12 times. I love it. And that's exciting. You're going, you just on a whim. You're going to do a little kind of a Christmassy trip to Berlin, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And I have pages of emails from, I didn't realize how many German fans we have, but there's quite a bit. And I'm doing a show in Berlin, and I've got about 10 people emailing me saying, hey, where's the link, you idiot? Because I like to just throw out, I'll be in Berlin, and hopefully people find it. So I got to get a little better at that. So,
yeah,
but yeah, I'm excited.
And last question for you. It was supposed to be just a trip, so when did it turn into a gig, too?
Well, I think I just called my agent and said, hey, if you can find one night in Berlin, we'll make, you know, defray some of the cost. And he managed to do it, and I didn't realize how many fans there are there. So I'm excited. We'll see. I mean, I'm saying so many fans. Literally 10 people have emailed.
Well, I believe it. I was
40 million or whatever.
I was in West Berlin before the wall came down, and because they were encircled by, you know, a communist country, it was the biggest party town of all, and it was some weird stuff. I think that's where cross-dressing shows were invented. So, and I, you know, I know that kind of piques your interest a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'm going to search that out now.
Joe List, everybody. Joe List Comedy. Make sure to check out Joe's Pod Tuesdays with Stories. Join the Patreon. And, of course, Joe and Ronan Hirschberg, the movie podcast as well. He's at Helium Portland. Get your tickets, heliumcomedy.com. And, Joe, you ever do the Punchline or Cobb's here in town? We'd love to have you, man.
Absolutely. I'd love to be there. Thanks so much, Rick. I appreciate you always having me.
Sure, no doubt. Joe List, everybody. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. My friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
Oh, that really hurts my feelings. I'm not that fat. All right, hey everybody, I want to remind you of one thing. Learn Bulgarian clog dancing. It's just so fun and it's cardio. And another thing I wanted to remind you, and that is that Free All Deep Penetrating Oil is the original rust eater. It just is. Don't get those fake ones. Free All, baby. What does it do? Well, it's industrial strength, and it spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts, and it just frees them with ease. How? There's a three-part formula. It delivers three times more lubricant, less spray, less torque, Peter, less time than any other penetrating oil to get that job done, y'all. And it's also body shop safe, which means it's safe on paint, plastic parts, and it is silicone-free. What can you use it on? Rusty exhaust clamps and brackets. Fuel tank removal. I remove at least three fuel tanks every day from semis. Stuck ball joints. I got some ball joints, and they're okay right now. But if they get stuck, Free All's going in. Frozen emergency brake cables. Not frozen concentrated orange juice. Frozen emergency brake cables. Universal rusted joints. Rusty chains and gears. Corroded U-bolts. And don't forget, axle nut removal. If you want to check it out, Free All is on the shelves at any AutoZone, O'Reilly, or Napa Auto Parts store. I don't want to drive up to Napa. It's just the name. They're everywhere. So check it out. Free All Deep Penetrating Oil, the original Rust Eater. All right. How's that for a read? Huh? And I'm going to eat your rust. I don't know what that means. It's just a segue. We got another hour to go. Jared Fried in the next hour. Come on back, y'all.